Ernest?
Here.
Lindsman?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Ringel?
Here.
Daggers?
Here.
Youngies?
We have a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda, please?
So moved.
Second.
Elaine and Fran, we have 29 items on the consent agenda. Anyone wish to pull any item off for further discussion?
Number 19.
It's a vote for the approve the agenda then.
You have to vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I got it. Okay. All those in favor of the agenda say aye.
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 Those opposed, same sign.
You're just thinking ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Consent agenda. Fran?
Number 19 for separate consideration.
Number 19 is the why. Okay. I'm sorry.
Number 14.
Number 14. Okay, do I have a motion for the other items?
I make a motion to approve consent item 1 through 13, 15 through 18, and 20 through 29.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Bethany, second. Okay, Fran, what's your question?
No, my question is we're giving the Y another $20,000.
My bad.
You got to vote on the first part.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're going to have the shortest meeting on record.
Oh.
Okay, all in favor of the items 1 through 13, 15 through 18, and 20 through 29, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. Okay, Fran.
No, okay. We've given the Y $20,000 for recreational services, and I'm just kind of curious the why. If you look down in finances underneath park, we're paying for all the ball field supplies. Isn't that part of recreational services?
I believe we have Amy on the. Do we have?
Did you have a question for me?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Amy. Did you hear the question?
Yeah, but I don't understand it. You have a copy of the management agreement as well. And it clearly outlines who pays which expenses. So the $40,000 annual fee that is paid to the YMCA is for us managing the scheduling, the managing the other entities' usage and practices and schedules. It also includes us managing the concession stand. It includes us taking care of the grounds and the or the fields themselves. But there are also duties outlined that fall under the city's responsibility as well. As far as the supplies, that was something that when the original agreement was drafted, that it was agreed that because there would be multiple entities utilizing the facility, that the city would purchase those, you know, consumable supplies. And then those items, then the usage fees that we pay, that each entity pays for their players that are utilizing the field, that those costs would go to offset those consumable supplies. But it's all outlined in the management agreement as far as who's responsible for which items and so forth. So the $20,000 that's on your agenda for consideration tonight is the management fee that is paid to us for us, you know, coordinating with those entities, coordinating schedules, coordinating practices, coordinating like the 2017 tournament that was there this weekend, making sure everything is stocked up and supplied, making sure the trash is removed afterwards, cleaning up the park afterwards, you know, and helping, just helping out, making sure all of the entities, you know, have what they need and that the fields are ready to go for.
Okay.
Do you not have a do you guys not have a copy of that agreement that should have? I mean, we
the city does, Amy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sitting down in front of us. Ask for it, but
okay, yes, Fran, you want a motion to approve then?
No.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay, a second. Okay, the motion dies for lack. Or
I'll second it.
Okay, all right then. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Passes on a vote of four. Okay. Bethany.
Yeah, for item 14, I just have I'm still not understanding exactly what we're paying for. I know you both being with me, but I still.
So that's the cost to replace one intersection.
Okay.
To move, upgrade it to a camera system.
And we don't know which intersection yet because
no, he's coming out to look at the four intersections, I guess, to see which one, like the wiring, is the worst, or okay. The ones maybe we've had more problems with, and that's probably the one we'll upgrade.
Great, thank you. I understand now. So yeah, motion to approve item number 14.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Okay, we have a special presentation. We have a mayoral appointment to the library board. Regina Shantz has submitted an application and she would be a rural representative. We have a motion to approve Regina for the.
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Wayne. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay, we'll let her know. Anybody sign up from the public? Apparently not. Okay. claims, Kelsey.
We have some people online.
Oh.
Just,
okay.
I don't
is
know
anybody that online want to address the council?
Yes, I would like to if I could. This is Amy.
Okay, go ahead.
So just in light of the measure that you guys just almost did not pass for us, I have some concerns that we're operating under a management agreement that you guys have already approved, but yet if the city isn't going to abide by that agreement and is not going to agree to pay those fees, I feel like that, you know, we have some work to do there, because it gives me a lot of concern that we're operating in good faith on our part of doing what is expected out of us under the management agreement. If we're going to get to a point where we're not going to know whether we can expect payment or not, I feel like that, like I said, we have some work that we need to do there to get to a better place, because I don't think that's the way a good partnership should work. And I don't think that's an agreement under which we want to continue to operate. So I would just like to go on record to say that concerns me greatly. And I will make sure that, you know, we talk about it within our own organization. All of those meetings we had for 8 months where we designed those management agreements, we designed the shared use agreement for all of the partner entities and all of those things. Councilman Steigers was on those emails and invited to those meetings and had every opportunity to participate in those, in deciding what, you know, the fees were and deciding what the duties were and what the responsibilities were for each one of the groups. So it's like I said, it's concerning for me going forward of what this is going to look like. And I just feel like that I need to go on record and express that to you, that I think that there's some work that needs to be done there. And I think that it should be concerning to you as well, that you nearly broke your contract, the agreement that you have with us tonight in a public meeting.
Okay, thank you. Deanna, how do you want to go forward with this?
I guess we can review the agreement if that's what council wants to do. I mean, but it's not up until I think 25. So,
Brandy, are you okay? I mean, I know you voted against it, but
since they're still getting paid, right?
Yes.
So that's the bottom line. The agreement is still intact.
Okay, Amy, we're good right now. Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else online that would like to talk to council? Okay, Kelsey?
I did not receive any questions on claims ahead of time. Are there any questions at this time?
Anybody on council have questions for Kelsey on?
Make a motion to approve the claims.
I'll second it.
2023.
It's okay.
Thanks, Ivan. Thanks for the help, everybody.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. Okay, we have a discussion of the wastewater treatment plant vehicle purchase, and we have the details in your packet here. Were there any questions? Anybody have questions about?
Jason would have been here, but he is at a conference.
Great that it's coming in under budget.
It is under budget, yeah.
Do I have a motion?
Make a motion to approve the purchase of a vehicle for the water treatment plant, which would be a 2023 Ram 1500 Classic V6 for $42,900.
Second.
Thank you. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Okay.
Is it a 2022 or 2023? I see both numbers in 2023.
It's a 2022.
It's a 2022.
It's in the
paragraph.
It's in the paragraph. It's right there.
Okay.
But then on the price list.
I was reading the part where the money was at.
He just went through some other comparable.
A 2022 Ram 1500 Classic.
Yeah, the ones listed below, he just did some comparison so that you guys know that he did make a good purchase.
Great. Thanks for clarifying.
Okay. Our next resolution is a resolution endorsing application for T-Mobile Hometown Grant Program for the Central Parks, most greatly needed Central Parks improvements. Are there any questions on that?
Sure, hope we get it.
Yes, for sure.
I'll make the motion endorsing the grant application.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign.
Because we have the resolution. Should be a roll call.
All right. Okay. Gosh. I read my own notes. Why? Okay, go ahead.
Lintzman? Yes. Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. Okay. Our next item is a discussion consideration of a resolution approving a license agreement for placement of a welcome sign. And thank you for putting the map out so we can see where the sign's going to go.
So I don't know if you guys want a little history on this, but there's Hotel Motel. We have been talking about signage, wayfinding signage, welcome signage, and we wanted one along Highway 92 coming into town, and there was a DOT right-of-way that would have been perfect, but they will not allow us to place a sign on that. So the next best place was property owned by the Joneses, and after talking with them, they have agreed, so that's why we put this agreement together to cover all of us to make sure if they ever want us to move the sign or if they sell the property, there's something in place that we would have to remove the sign in pretty much time.
Thank you. Yes, that would be nice to get that installed there. It's been a long time project coming.
Will the sign have lights or anything like that?
No, so it won't actually have lights in it, but we'll probably put one of those solar spotlight type things so that we don't have to run electricity right into it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve this resolution.
Second.
All right, we should call the roll, please.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringo?
Yes.
Steigers?
Yes.
Lindzen? Yes. Ernest?
Yes. Okay, the next item is the employee handbook discussion and consideration. Because Millie is gone, I would ask for a motion to table this item until a future council meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All right, and that's roll call also. Okay.
Rendell?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. That way we can all discuss it at length when Millie gets back. The next item is a pay application number 2 for the 2022 water main improvement project to Cornerstone Excavating in the amount of $220,790.45. Any questions or? Okay.
Motion to approve pay app number 2 for the water main improvement.
A second?
Second.
Brent, did you second?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now we come to the next second reading of an ordinance amending utility rates. Any comments or?
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the second reading.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Sally, would you call the roll on that, please?
Stigers?
Yes.
Linsman?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Rendell?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes. Okay, then we have a request for parking for Thursday night performers, which Deanna talked about too. I was in the park Saturday when the lady was struggling across the park carrying her keyboard. Because they'd had to park over by Brown Shoes. Good. So unfortunately, bands have to carry their equipment, two things. So this would, as the map shows, provide a little closer parking for them to unload. And
this one's in green.
It's showing 4 spots. It's like a single person performer. Would they only pick up 1 spot, I assume?
Probably yeah, be flexible.
It's what they need.
Yeah.
It's parking at a premium during.
Right. Right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I would hope if you had, you maybe park a little farther away than somebody with a 2-hour keyboard. But.
Okay. I have a motion on that.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Probably same sign. Thank you. We have an item, DeLong Construction, South Avenue E, retaining wall landscape in the amount of $8,435. Are we paying this ahead of time? Is this a prepayment?
No, this is basically approval to have the work done.
Oh, to do it, right. Okay.
Yep.
Does anyone else have any questions about this?
No, I'll make a motion to accept the
bid, quote, I guess.
Or the quote.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Do I have a second on that?
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Old business, I believe we leave that tabled as is for now. And pick it up later, maybe at the next meeting. All right. Department reports, police. Yeah.
Pick it up here.
Long hot weekend, but everything went very well. Thanks to Fire Department Sheriff's Office who helped us out with a lot of traffic control and things like that. With all our events downtown, we didn't have any issues there, so that was good. We'll be doing some interviews hopefully the week of the 19th for an officer position. See how those go. Officer Schneider's in his 6th week at the academy, so 10 weeks to go. Our schedule's getting pretty hectic with the summer vacations and everyone's kids' activities and things like that. So we're battling being short during the summer. You probably saw on our social media, we had a run of burglaries over the weekend. We did a social media post and got some good information, some good tips from that. We did execute a search warrant this morning on that. The investigation was continuing, but I think we've made some progress on those. You may have also seen in the calls for service the end of last week, we see six dogs from our garage last week. They homemade kennels didn't meet the minimum confinement that is required in all six dogs. Four of the six did not have the necessary rabies vaccination that are required to be in the city. So Paws and More helped us out tremendously on that and housed those. And we're working with them and a veterinarian to get the dog checked out. They'll be vaccinated and released to the owners. All the owners were charged with failure to provide the minimum confinement space for the animal. All right.
Thank you. Kevin.
I've just been working on that with the chief and the been had some property issues and we've been working on with other things. So keeping a little busy here. So
yeah, Jana.
Just a couple things I wanted to highlight from my report. We are still hiring for the part-time code enforcement and part-time meter reader. So if you know anyone who's looking for a part-time job, send them our way. We are accepting applications till June 9th or until we fill the position. And then reminder to you guys, we will be doing our next facility tour before the next council meeting. So we'll meet here at 4 o'clock and then we'll get a tour of all the parks. And then this Thursday, the hotel block opens up for the annual conference. So if you can let myself or Sally know how many nights you plan to stay, if you plan on staying Wednesday night or just Thursday night, so that we know when we go to book the hotel rooms.
Baseball season.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's do our once around. Start with Fran.
Just busy trying to get school prepared with all the other things that are going on. We got summer school thrown at us. They need tin rooms, but we have to grip wax and repolish those rooms at some point. Half the school is being abated on the second floor for asbestos flooring. And what else they throw at us that we can't do? We can't be on the second floor at all because of asbestos. So it's going to be a challenge. And then Bill's leaving the end of the month, retires. He'll be taking his position. So my hours will change. Well, they actually changed already. I go to work at 5 in the morning, get off at 3:30 in the afternoon. Oh. Until school starts, then I back off. Because we're only working 4 days a week. I have every Monday off and the other every Friday off right now. My replacement has been hired. So I'm not going to be there by myself. If the other schools are in trouble, it's not me.
Sounds like a...
And rather than being busy with baseball and trying to get paid for everything I've done already, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Hmm. Oh, good. And congratulations on your...
Promotion.
Promotion, yeah.
You have a lot more responsibility.
Yeah, sure. Always.
Less
pay. Okay, go ahead.
I want to thank Chief for helping both as his being chief and as a Kwanian and helping us get the parade off this past Saturday. I thought we made a good group. We got the parade off. It was fun. And we had a good group of floats and Shriners and the police department and the fire department. That was great. Also want to thank the police department for following through and using the law to protect the dogs in those kennels. Great job. And I don't know if any of you pay attention to the Paws and More, but we did find in the city a puppy that was hours from death through starvation and lack of water. And it is doing great now, but animal abuse does happen in this community. And speak up, if you see something, say something, please. And Paws and More is there to back you as well as up please.
Ivan?
Nothing, just
getting busier and busier, soft with all this hail storms. People are getting their insurance checks, and it's just been overwhelming. That's good, yeah. Other than then neighbors complain about the sidewalk, but other than that, everything's pretty good.
Bethany.
Okay, I have some flyers for the Juneteenth celebrations that are coming up. Juneteenth is 2 weeks from yesterday, I guess. There's a couple events in town. Hope folks can make it to those. What is Juneteenth?
Yeah.
Great question. Now you're putting me on the spot, but it's basically celebrating when the last slaves in America were informed that slavery was over. That happened a couple years after.
Lincoln.
So it's a celebration of freedom.
Federal holiday. Yeah. Recognized by the state of Hawaii. Has it always been a federal holiday?
No. 1 or 2 years, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's Juneteenth. I noticed the railroad has been doing some work on the crossings. Anyone else notice on B and F, and probably others, but those are the two I noticed. I did notice that they like replaced the road with gravel.
Yeah, and added gravel, I think, to make so the crossings are better, which I just went across D or C, one of them that was kind of bad, and it is better now.
Okay.
They're working clear to Richland, and they are.
It's like every train.
Yes.
Every road's been doing that in all the towns.
They're like, non-stop, are they? Monday through Sunday? Because I've seen them work on Sunday.
Yeah. They were working Sunday.
They usually, I know the ones in Corville, the workers they use come from Florida. I don't know why they have to come from Florida to do their work.
But well, clearly with the track improvements, they're getting ready for
increased
volumes.
Increase.
Like we have been prepared about. So I guess I was curious, Dan, if we've gotten the money, the payment from the
Yeah, we got it, what, a month ago?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we be talking about how to... What to do with that money?
So yes, that's probably something we do. I think we're going to do it at the next meeting or the first meeting in July.
Okay. And then are there any updates you can share about the building on West Main?
Well,
it's given everything going on in Davenport, especially.
Right.
We do not want to
be repeated that. So the person that owns the building and the person that wants to buy the building are kind of in negotiations. Trying to figure out who will be responsible for what. I think the new owner should not be responsible for the repairs, but I know that person is very excited about taking it over and getting it done. And that's the last I've heard.
I've talked to both attorneys, the buyer and the seller. I've tried to talk to the insurance company who have been trying to get their demolition reserve on file, like we did with the house on Washington, and they won't call back. Or I've called, Dan's called three or four people. I've called three or four. I've called the corporate offices. It's a runaround. They're like, oh, we paid her, we're done. And I'm like, no, you're really not done.
Yeah.
Is the city going to end up in peril with this deal? Are we going to end up holding the bucket or something?
No, the only thing we're going to charge them right now is we made sure it got blocked off so that people would be around there. We'll put the lien on that for like $500.
Is there any sort of timeline we can establish?
That's what we're trying to do. The problem is that'll take weeks to get through the court system and everything too.
But is there any other mechanism for establishing it?
Well, we did file an affidavit that said that we started an abatement proceeding. So before it closes, they're going to have to deal with us in one way or the other.
Okay.
So
I know it hasn't been simple, so thanks for saying that.
Yeah.
And with it, just because it's sold doesn't give it extra time. They're going to have to.
No,
right.
The problem is
And it hasn't sold yet.
No.
That's still being negotiated.
Yeah. I've talked to, three different attorneys. And it's just, I've said, it doesn't, if you buy it, it's going to be your responsibility to fix it up. And, we're not going to sit around for a year, wait for it. So
okay,
we'll keep. Yeah,
and they haven't cleaned up the back of the building that's against the garage, which the owner is quite excited about getting that cleaned up back there.
Well, we can go in and do that. The probably got to be careful as the way the legislature wrote the law. So we had a lien out there. You got to just give them 30 minutes to pay you if we did the abatement. And if they sold it in the meantime, you can't, the legislature said you can't enforce your lien against them. Very nice. It's fabulous. Happens when like if foreclosures happen and then the banks take over. Oh, we're not paying no bills that we're having.
There's some damage at the garage too, which okay. somebody needs to pay. So yeah. they're fixed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, that's all I had. So
well, thank you. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't have anything. It was nice downtown. Nice, not a lot of crowd, but it was a nice celebration over the weekend. Good parade. It was good parade.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. So otherwise, I think things are going well. I mean, I'm excited about. I think the public will like the traffic signal fixed, improved, up to date. And especially with the trains coming. And I think, have you noticed there's more trains? There's more trains now going.
I got stopped by one on the way
out. Yeah. So it's as much as we can get fixed here, it's going to be good, I think, in the long term. So that's all I have.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. Thanks all.
Make an average get out.
Have we voted on that?
Oh, yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
At your peril, say no.
At your football schedule, I'll fold you too.
What's that?
Okay, football schedule, I'll fold.